Hello, everyone. It's a joy to welcome you to our time of worship. Please continue to keep safe and well, and be assured that we are holding you very closely in our thoughts and prayers. Could I please invite you to join us next Sunday, 26 July, at our praise gathering. We would like to hear from you. Should you have a poem or a wee story or a song you might want to share at the service? Please remember, if you are able, to join us this Thursday at 7 p.m. for our Bible studies, which continues to focus on Acts of the Apostles. I am grateful to Jan, to John, and Jesse for their inputs into today's service. Could I now invite Jesse to read a few verses from Psalm number 139, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. O Lord, for you created me, my most inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Amen. So we'll now sing together our first hymn of praise, hymn number 97. O God, you search me and you know me. Hymn number 97. Let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Dear loving God, we praise and worship you for the many blessings that we receive from you, and especially for the wonderful gift of salvation. We praise you that your Son, Jesus Christ, died to take the punishment we deserve for our sins, and that he rose again to break the power of sin and death in our lives. Merciful God, you plant each of us like seeds in the same field, and together we are nourished and nurtured by you. We are blessed by the knowledge that you want us to grow towards what you call us to be. When we deprive others of that same opportunity, may you please forgive us. When we want to uproot those whom we believe do not belong in our part of the field, forgive us. O God, you know us inside and out, true and true. You search us out and lay your hand upon us. We pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will help us to reach out to the rejected, the lonely, and the outcast. Help us, O God, to develop and grow the good in ourselves, in others, and in the world. Inspire us, encourage, and challenge us through our time of worship. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your only Son, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Could I now invite John to take our reading for the day?
Today's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, and then at 36 to 43. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. And then verse 36. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen.
O God, may the entrance of your word give light and understanding to us. For we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew begins with Jesus telling his disciples another parable, what has been called earthly stories with heavenly meanings. The parable of the weeds, like the parable of the sower, uses the same agricultural idea, but deals with the problem of the bad among the good in the world, as recorded in verse 38 of our reading. Today's parable begins with the words, The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. As we reflect on the parable of the weeds, we are invited to ponder afresh on the questions that life often throws at us. We may not have used these exact words, and we may not have spoken them aloud, but I suppose that many of us, at one point or another, have asked these questions. Maybe you have read or watched local and international news and wondered, how did we get to this point? Maybe life circumstances have left you asking yourself, how did my life get like this? What has become of me? We could all list the hurts, the wounds of life, the betrayals and resentments, the addictions, fears, and loneliness. Perhaps we have faced the death of a loved one, a devastating illness, or other tragedy, and want to know, why did this happen? We often live with the assumption that if we do good, work hard, and be nice, everything should work out as we want. That is the impression with which the servants in today's parable live. Sir, they ask the farmer, didn't you sow good seed in your field? They know he did. That is why they are so surprised when they discover the weeds. Little wonder the father asked, where then did the weeds come from? There seems to be an urgency to their question. They want to know what happened and who is responsible. They express an earnest desire for prediction, explanation, and control. Like them, that is often what we want to know when we discover weeds in our fields. We want an explanation and someone we can hold accountable and even blame. Jesus, however, seems less interested in this approach. An enemy did this, he replies. Jesus doesn't identify or name the enemy. He doesn't give instruction to find, drive out, and punish this enemy. The reality, according to Jesus, is that our lives and our world are a field in which good and evil, life and death, joys and sorrows, that which we want and that which we don't want, grow and live side by side. The wheat and the weeds stand together in our world and each of our lives. But the good news is that despite the weeds in and around us, the kingdom is still here. The weeds do not overcome or make absent God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Don't you want us to go and pull up the weeds? The servant asked their master, no, for in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. It seems the separation between the wheat and the weeds is not as simple as they thought. The master father says, let both grow together until the harvest. Unlike God, we cannot know people's hearts or where their lives might take them or their potential for redemption. Jesus shows more interest in growth than extermination. He's willing to wait and to be patient. The principle of patience that Jesus promotes here can be helpful in every relationship. A husband will do well to be patient with his imperfect wife, and a wife with her imperfect husband. Parents will do well to be patient with imperfect children, and children with imperfect parents. Supervisors will do well to be patient with imperfect employees, and employees with imperfect bosses. This is not to suggest, however, that parents and supervisors should not mentor and correct those under their care. The parable reminds us that it is not for us to decide who is a wheat and who is a weed. Sometimes wheat can look like weeds, and sometimes weeds can look like wheat. Jesus says that it is not our job to go weeding in God's garden. Let God be responsible for making the decision of who is in or out. For at the end, God is God and He reserves that right for Himself. Instead, our job and our calling is to love. Jesus commands love. Love your enemy, love your neighbor, love yourself, and love your God with the whole of your heart. Amen. Thanks be to God. It has been a great joy to share with you in today's service. Do please remember, if you are able, to join us this Thursday for our Bible studies. And also to join us on Sunday, 26th July at 7 p.m. for our praise gathering using the Zoom platform. John will now take our intercessory prayers, after which we will sing our closing hymn, hymn number 549, How Deep the Father's Love for Us, hymn number 549.
Let us pray. Father God, we come before you today as your people dispersed among many others, hoping to live in harmony and peace. We pray that as we continue to grow, you will bless us with your love and grace, allowing us to develop into strong advocates for your kingdom. As we go forward in life, we ask that you temper our response as we experience more freedom from restrictions during this pandemic. We pray that we will be mindful of the requirements, frailty, and expectations of those around us. Help us to reach out to those in need, giving comfort and support where appropriate. As our church begins the process of possibly opening our buildings for prayer and praise, we ask that you remain in our hearts, keeping us safe and willing to serve you where possible. As we look to the future, we pray that you will find the best way forward for us. We ask that you give protection to our congregation, our youth church, our organisations, our minister, and those who without their help and dedication to your kingdom, we could not fully operate as a church. Gracious Lord, we pray that you give your blessings to those fighting the COVID-19 outbreak here in our community, the NHS staff, care home staff, council workers, emergency service workers, the clergy, the government, the food bank, and many, many more who have gone to great lengths to ensure that we can be looked after and remain as safe as possible. We also bring before you those who are ill and have suffered loss, the elderly and those shielding. We pray that they will be given comfort and strength to carry on and know your love and compassion. Father, we pray for the wider world as they too suffer with the effects of COVID-19, war, poverty, hunger, helplessness and loss. May you bless them and share them with your love and grace. Lord, you have shone your light upon us. May we absorb it and go forward in your name. Hear all our prayers offered in your name. Amen.
Thank you.
friends, continue to grow and live in peace. And the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit rest upon you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen.